Inside Voice by Kyle DeLaRocco. Why is this in the soup aisle? Tom puzzled as he picked it up, noticing on the back that the instructions for the toy were in Chinese. He wondered why this could be as he strode through the toy aisle, passing by several children and parents. He set it down on the white metal shelf above its little red placard and noticed it was the last Buzz Lightyear toy. Tom turned to head towards the back of the store again, but couldn't help but watch as a boy swaddled through the store, the bulbous fat jiggling out from under his too small t-shirt. He moved aside as the boy walked up to the toy. The father walked by Tom, acknowledging him briefly by nodding. The father made his way to the son, shoving him forward several feet. Tommy started to walk away, but then heard the loudest sound coming from behind him. The sound was a piercing shriek, almost like the sound a dinosaur would make in a movie. Tom turned, shocked to see the portly boy screech at his father,
"I want it!"
The father looked at his child. "Jeffrey, I told you, we can't afford it." The boy squawked out facts and figures about the action figure in his hand. The father began to sweat, and his face became a tomato red. "It's the best! I love Buzz Lightyear!
Buy it!"
Tom could see the father's hand shaking as the father moved it up to the strike. Tom wanted to move forward, but his feet didn't want to listen to his commands. The father stopped his hand. "Jeffrey, we're leaving."
"No!"
The boy planted his feet firmly on the ground.
"I'm not leaving. You can't make me."
Tom could hear the loud smack, see the red mark on the boy's cheek. He could feel the sting. He saw the father's face shift, his eyebrows unfurrow as he broke it out into a smile. Tom moved a little bit closer, but stopped himself, unsure of how he should act. "Ha ha!" The father's hand struck the child again, laughing. "Jeffrey, you are my son. You will do as you are told." Tom watched the father heft the load onto his shoulder. How is he still able to stand? Thought Tom. The father walked as a lumberjack would carry a tree trunk, a wide grin on his face, a mechanic carrying a transmission. "Where are you taking him?" Tom blurted out as the father walked by with his load. The father turned, almost banging his son's head into a shelf. "I haven't decided. Meat packing plant or his mother's?"